Well, sit down. Go right ahead, my friend. Throw on those headsets and let's talk for 5 minutes. How are you,
Jonathan? I love it.
Joined by Jonathan Coachman here.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's up? How's life, my friend?
Life is great, man. Life is great. Vegas is always good. And now I'm living on the West Coast. So
the best coast?
It really is. So now, you know, I can't even tell you how many times I've flown out here from Connecticut or New York, and it's an all-day thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's 42 minutes.
Nothing. I live in Vegas, so I can't really argue. I'm from Boston, but I can't live, as you can tell.
There you go.
I can't. But, I mean, living in Bristol, tough, right?
Well, it was.
I went to UMass. I know the area really, really well, so I can bag on it and say
And I was in Connecticut for 20 years.
Wow.
I was in Stanford for 10, and then Southington, which is right next to Bristol, for 10. So the weather, everything that brings me up in Orange County brought me down there. But I can't really complain. I've had a really good life. Yeah. I've had a really good career. But I'm probably the happiest that I've been
good
now for a combination of reasons, but I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I'm working with a lot of great people, a lot of different projects going on, and this being one of them. So I'm thrilled.
Do you miss radio?
I do. And that's one of the things that I would love to get back into. Mm. But the problem is when you do a 5 day a week show and I'm in an airplane
everywhere.
You know,
yep.
Yeah. I left yesterday for 13 days. How do
you
do that?
No,
but the projects I'm doing.
Yeah.
Are so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, and
Madden is unbelievable, right?
It's so cool. Yeah. And I'm flying from here to Orlando.
Yeah.
And I'll do Madden voiceovers for 3 days. And then we also have a big get together for the World Long Drive Tour. It's called a summit.
Cool.
And it just happens to be this week as well. So during the day, I'll do voiceovers. In the night, then we'll go shoot a bunch of stuff for our upcoming year for that. But it's all right there in Orlando.
You do have a dream job, though. You realize that, right?
I do.
I mean,
I do.
The voice guy, no, nobody gets this, but the voice guy, Mr. Big Voice, as we call it in radio now, right? He has the greatest job ever.
The greatest job ever.
It really is. You talk for what, an hour? 2 hours?
At the most.
Yeah.
At the most. I remember years ago, the voice of WTBS was also the voice of WWE.
Oh,
super
yeah.
Nice guy. Lived in San Francisco. And I remember having a conversation with him one day, and he was like, I've got the greatest job in the world. He started at 6 a.m. because East Coast is 9 a.m.
Right.
And every company he worked with would book an hour. And if you weren't ready for that hour, he had a standing tea time at 1 p.m. at his local. So you had to pay. It was like something like triple or quadruple what his hourly rate was if he had to stay and miss his tea time, because he gouged you. But he would travel the world playing in bridge tournaments and all these great things, making millions of dollars just being a voiceover guy.
All right, we're running a little short on time with Jonathan Coachman here, so I want to get your take on the fight Saturday night.
Yeah.
Do you have a pick? Do you have a pick?
I'm going to go with Manny Pacquiao just because I think that his mind is right. He seems like he's into it.
Yep.
Adrian Broner, he's the bigger fighter, clearly. But I just don't know how you can throw out everything that's going on outside of the ring and for an hour or for a full evening, how you can really focus on the guy in front of you. It's hard. It's hard to do.
Mm.
And so for that reason and that reason alone, I'm picking Manny Pacquiao. But I do think it's going to be a great fight. Mm. I think it's going to be a fast fight. And Adrian Broner better start fast.
Yes.
Because we know Manny Pacquiao can go the distance.
If Floyd is ringside, as rumored, Saturday night, is Floyd in the ring? And do we see Floyd Manny too?
If Manny wins.
Yes.
Clearly has to win.
Well, I'm going off of your prediction with Manny winning.
Yes. I still get frustrated over the fact that we could have seen it three times in their prime. And I think anybody that loves boxing feels the same way that I do.
I agree.
I would still pay for it again. I paid for it the first time, and I would pay for it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but it just stinks that it's at this point.
And real fast, XFL, you're going to be a part of it?
We're 1 year away,
yep.
and I don't know yet. But we've got a lot going on. We're going to Fox in October, and since I'm already living in the L.A. area, I'll be a part of that. Probably, and then if whatever Vince wants me to do, I've never told him no.
Really?
In 20 years of a relationship, I've never told him no. So if he says, hey, I want you to do XFL, that's what I'll do.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun if you're a part of that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have had a tremendous run. I love watching on the Golf Channel. I watch it all the time. And I miss you. I do miss you on the radio, though, because I do think you were tremendous doing radio for ESPN.
You never know. You never know when we can be back.
You never know. It may happen. That is Jonathan Coachman. Thank you for coming by. I really appreciate it.
We got
a lot more to come. We're on Radio Row. Pacquiao Broner here on ESPN Radio. More fighters, more great people like Jonathan Coachman stopping by and saying hi, talking about this fight here in Las Vegas. You never know who's going to stop on by. Deontay Wilder is going to be in the room at some point. Very soon. Much more to come. It's Pushing the Odds. ESPN Radio.